the 6 most profitable ways to make money on Amazon. So you don't even have to have a product of your own. You don't have to ship it anywhere. All you have to do is promote products that already exist in the Amazon marketplace. Amazon FBA versus Amazon FBM. What is the difference? You're gonna get a very, very small margin on those dropshipping products because you're not putting in the investment to buy the stock. If I'm thinking about any of these 6 ways, I'm going with it's made me a multi-millionaire. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an 8-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, a $45 million Amazon e-commerce seller. And today, I'm going to tell you 6 ways to generate income with Amazon. Let's dive into it. So the first way to generate income on Amazon is through one or 2 ways, Amazon FBA versus Amazon FBM. And you say, Matt, what does that mean? Amazon FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon, and Amazon FBM is Fulfilled by Merchant. What is the difference? The difference is FBA means you can get your product, send it into the Amazon warehouse, and then Amazon will pick, pack, and ship your product to the customer. And they'll even handle most of the customer inquiries. The other method is FBM, Fulfilled by Merchant, which means exactly that. You have to pick, pack, and ship your own product to the customer. Now, that can generally be from your own house where you may live, or your place of business where you're storing your stock. And the reason why people love Amazon and love selling on Amazon is because Amazon is an absolute behemoth giant of a retailer. They've got millions and millions of people coming to Amazon every single day. So unlike you having to sell on your own website, Amazon's already got the customers and the eyeballs looking for products, right? And hopefully it's your product. Compare that to your own website, and this could even be a Shopify-based website. You've got to now get the eyeballs on that website. So that means you've got to now find your own customers and traffic through things like Facebook, advertising, TikTok, Google, or even email lists. So there are the differences. Now, the second way to generate income on Amazon is through Amazon's affiliate marketing program. You can actually earn commissions by promoting Amazon products through affiliate links. People like to use things like websites, blogs, social media, or even email newsletters. Now, what you're gonna absolutely love about this, it's free to sign up to Amazon to get to become an affiliate and get your affiliate links. And when you promote these products through, let's say, your own website, and the customer now clicks on your website and goes to Amazon, now they might go there to buy a baby pram, for example. But while they're there, they may also buy a book, some nappies, some clothing. Amazon's gonna pay you a commission, not just on the very first product that you were advertising, which in this case was the baby pram. They're also gonna pay you on all the other items that the customer also purchased. Isn't that crazy? So that means you don't even have to have a product of your own. You don't have to ship it anywhere. All you have to do is promote products that already exist in the Amazon marketplace. Now, I know what I can hear you saying, I can hear my clients even saying this, but Matthew, how come you haven't told us about this already? This is amazing. Why are you teaching us how to get a product and send it into Amazon? Well, of course, it's not all just like straightforward and that easy. It would be easy if you've got a website already, right? But you can't just have a website and then just expect sales to come through. You've got to have a website, but you've now also got to take care of what I said in the first instance was you've got to get now traffic. You've got to get people coming to your website. Let's pretend for a second a perfect case scenario. Let's say that you had a website that was promoting baby products and it was already bringing in 100,000 views onto your website every single month. And one of the things that you had on your website was a blog comparing the different types of prams in the marketplace. And each one of those prams had a special affiliate link going to Amazon. So no matter which pram the customer clicked on to check out, they all were going to Amazon. And no matter which one they bought, either one, all of them, one of them, you were going to get paid. So it didn't really matter. And that would be a great way to get some affiliate income from Amazon without actually having to even stock or buy the product yourself. Isn't that incredible? But it's going to take a lot of work to build up that website and get those people coming to your website. Now, the third way to generate income by using Amazon is through a method called dropshipping. Now, particularly, I'm not really a fan of dropshipping. I've never used the dropshipping method, but it's certainly something that you can investigate. So let me tell you about it. The way dropshipping would work is that you create a listing on Amazon for a particular product, but you have to pre-arrange the product with the drop shipper. So let's just say that you're selling iPhone cases. You have a listing on Amazon that's selling iPhone cases. Now you have to pre-arrange a deal with a drop shipper who's holding the iPhone cases in a warehouse facility already in the USA, if you're selling in USA. So when the customer buys that product on Amazon, you send a email notification to the dropshipper. The dropshipper then packs and ships the product to the customer. It is very, very similar model to the FBM model I told you about, the fulfilled by merchant. In this case, the merchant is going to be the dropshipper shipping the product to the customer. When you think about it, you're going to say, that's another bloody great method to sell on Amazon. How good is this? I don't have to design the product. I don't have to stock the product in Amazon. I don't have to buy it up front. I don't have to create a brand, logos, or trademark. This is freaking genius. Now, could be, but here's the deal. You're going to get a very, very small margin on those dropshipping products because you're not putting in the investment to buy the stock. Right, the dropshipper has put in the investment to buy the stock. They're holding the stock ready for you to make a sale of their product on Amazon. And so they're going to offer you a very small percentage. And you're going to say, that's brilliant. I could do that. Yes, you could. But in the Amazon marketplace, you've still got to be able to get customers. Now, I told you in the beginning, yes, there are millions of people coming to Amazon every single day. That is for sure. But in the sea of iPhone cases, you still got to stand out in the crowd. There's thousands of iPhone cases. There's probably millions of iPhone cases, to be honest. You've got to be able to stand out in the crowd of iPhone cases. So the only way to do that is two ways. One, you've got an incredibly optimized product listing, meaning that your title, your bullet points, and your description are just completely A1, full of keywords that are going to show up when someone types it in to the search engine on Amazon. That's the first way. And the second way is through PPC, which is pay-per-click advertising. So imagine if you've got this, how much would a phone case cost, for example? Let's say it retails, I'm going to say best case, let's say it retails for like $5 for this. And your margin, let's say in dollar terms, is $1. You're going to make $1 profit every time you make a sale. Well, out of that's got to come Amazon's fees, that's already going to be 15%. Then you've got to take away the cost of actually advertising. Now, here's the deal. Advertising might cost you 50 cents a click. So in two clicks, you've already lost money on that iPhone case. Now, that is just one example. So in short, if you're going to try dropshipping, I'm not saying don't do it. You're going to have to really, really be careful of your numbers because you're going to have to make sure that there's enough profit margin in there to advertise that product within the marketplace. It could be something interesting for you to check out, that's for sure. The fourth way to generate income via Amazon is something called Merch by Amazon. It's essentially just a print-on-demand system. Amazon's tapped into the many, many other print-on-demand types of methods out there, and they're doing it now in-house. Now, what does this mean? Let's just say you've got your own brand, and you want to have that brand or design on a T-shirt. You can upload that design into Amazon, and then when the customer buys your product, Amazon will then print the T-shirt and ship it to the customer. Now, this is great because you don't have to stock the T-shirt in Amazon. So there's minimal upfront costs except for your design. And you can even earn royalties on each sale of your design that you sell through Amazon. So it's a really, really great way to start small in the marketplace. Of course, if you come up with something really amazing, it could go really big. For example, imagine if Kim Kardashian was to wear your t-shirt. You could sell millions. So where could merch by Amazon or print on demand be good for you? Let's just say you're thinking about designing your own clothing brand. Rather than going to the cost of manufacturing thousands of units out of China and getting your design printed on the t-shirts, for example, you could actually test the market in Amazon. Yes, you're going to have less upfront profit, but it could be a really simple way to test the market before you go hammer and tongs and spend $20,000, $30,000 on stock, only to find out later on that it just didn't work. Amazon is the perfect testing ground for your brand. The fifth way of generating an income on Amazon is through their Kindle Direct Publishing or KDP program. Now, if you don't know, Kindle is simply a place where you have ebooks, like digital books. And of course, the great thing about digital books is that there's no printing costs. And so if you're thinking about that book that you've always wanted to publish, whether it's an autobiography or maybe it's like a fantasy book, there's simply less barriers to entry when putting it into the Amazon marketplace. Now, just like a lot of products, you still have to focus on getting your listing known. So you might have to do some advertising within the marketplace to get your product seen by a lot of people. But here's the thing. If you've already got a huge database, whether that's through your social media, for example, perhaps you're someone like me, but you're actually someone really, really famous, not like me, and you've got like millions of followers, all you would have to do is put your book into Amazon Marketplace through their Kindle program and then just advertise it to your millions of followers. That would be an incredibly cheap way to get some sales of your book into the marketplace. The other great thing about doing a Kindle is that you control the content. Now, if you were to go to a publisher to get your book actually printed, a lot of the times the publisher will want to go through the book, cross out certain things, oh, you can't say this, I wouldn't say that. Forget about that. You have full control because you're not going through a middleman. So you can put it up in the Amazon Kindle and then just start selling and let the market decide if the book is worthy or not. So you can reach a global audience as well, and you can get royalties on these books forever as long as the product is advertised and for sale in the Amazon marketplace. So imagine if you went the other route where you actually had to go through a publisher and print a hard copy book. It costs a lot of money to do that. That's the first thing. But you might find that your reach is limited because in a digital world, you can easily have the English transferred over to any other language. Now, all of a sudden, your book is completely global with like zero cost because you haven't had to go to the trouble of printing a million different languages in hard copy form. It's also a great way to test your book in the marketplace before you go to hard copy. So if you find that people love the digital version and there's a demand for it to go to hard copy, then you know you're on a winner because you've already proven it in the digital marketplace. The sixth way to generate income on the Amazon marketplace is through a program called Amazon Handmade. Now, this is where you can sell, obviously, handmade products through the Amazon platform. And it's ideal for people who are like crafters or artists and makers and things like that. There are certainly some pros and cons when it comes to handmade though. If you're thinking that you want to sell millions of a particular product, but it's a handmade product, you might find there's barriers within the manufacturing because you simply just cannot produce them quick enough to meet the demand. That's why a lot of people don't do handmade because they're doing mass production. But if you're doing something that's very niche, you only want a certain selection of them, maybe each particular product is unique to itself, so there's something very, very special about every single product, then maybe the Amazon Handmade program is for you. And it's certainly a great way to reach a mass audience. Traditionally, people who are doing handmade would take them down to like the local markets down the road, and you'd have only the people that were coming to the markets. And then it went from there to, hey, I'm putting it on a website. Now you can go to Facebook, but with so many people coming to Amazon for particular products in the handmade niche, it could be a really, really advantageous move for you to just simply get more of your product to more people around the world. Now, I'm someone who's not in the handmade niche, so I take the time to actually do a bit of deep diving and say, well, what is even something that I could sell that's handmade? And I'll give you some examples I just looked up for you. Candles, bath bombs, art prints, ceramics, handmade, obviously jewelry, pet supplies, candy, tote bags, woodworking, photography, soap dispensers, personalized gifts, music, for example, or paintings. These are all types of things that you could sell in the Amazon handmade section. All right, guys, so I've given you 6 ways to generate income using the Amazon platform, but let me give you my personal opinion, and I'm going to rank them from 1 to 6 as to which is the most profitable to the least profitable. Number 1, Amazon FBA. Number 2, Kindle Direct Publishing. Number 3, Amazon Affiliate Marketing. 4, Amazon Handmade. 5, Merch by Amazon. And 6, dropshipping. All right, guys, thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed that episode. As we went into that deep dive of all the different ways, and probably ways that you didn't even know you could make money using Amazon. If you loved this episode, please think about leaving a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would really mean a lot to me. And if you want to hear any more topics in future episodes, send me a message or write a comment down below. Look forward to seeing you then. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.